Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Folks on LB, LB really makes up the show, buddy. So, you know, best of luck. And if you got Fitzy going over to that other station, that could be a legit death wish because the guy's terrible. And can you address anything about Jerry Callahan? I'll let you talk.
Well, first, what did you say? It's a death wish?
I think so.
This philosophy to me is crazy. People were telling me this on Twitter all weekend when I chose to look at it.
A lot of radio analysts that I didn't realize existed in the market.
Yeah. Well, I mean, those are people who I guess don't like any kind of a challenge in their lives. I mean, I don't get, what's the death wish? Like, what happens? I go to that station and the show doesn't work. I mean, what is my life over then? Or what? I mean, is that it?
You're going down.
I mean,
better sell the house in Ocean Park, guy. Yeah.
I mean,
have you listened to the Sports Minute? It's been around forever.
I don't understand that philosophy, but I think certain people have that philosophy in life. Sure. My philosophy in life is that when you have the opportunity to undertake a challenge, that you, if it's the right time for you in your life, that you do it and that you accept it and you work your ass off. I mean, is that station in the best position it's ever been in, ratings wise? No, but that's the way these businesses are cyclical. It's up and down, and so I'm not going over there. You know, somebody sent me a picture of Rose and Jack on the Titanic. I mean, I am not
letting you on the floor. Well, you have to be buoyant on your
him.
Own.
No. There was room for him.
Mythbusters said wouldn't have. You're not getting on my float, guy. Women and children first. You don't act like Billy Zane.
Listen, I've talked to Lou and Sid.
No, it's,
you're going to be an engineer now, guy?
Yeah, I'm an intern.
I love it.
You're going to join the engineering department?
Yeah.
Yes.
If I'm locked out of my email like I was this weekend, sure. You can help me reset. Sid's going to be thrilled about that.
I'll set that.
You're going to do a great job.
Test 1-2, check, 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 1-2, yes. On our way to do the interviews, get some Patriots guys for the show tomorrow.
Listen,
check.
Listen, the gut is a non-issue now. He'll be fine.
With regard to Jerry's, we all know Jerry very well. Yes. Jerry's a great guy.
Yes.
Jerry was on that show for almost 20 years and had the best ratings in this city for years and years and years and years.
He's one of the best columns of all time.
He's a great writer. He's an amazing
phenomenal writer.
And he's whether it was with John Dennis or whether it was with Kirk, they for a long, long time did very, very well in the ratings. And that's not easy to do in this city.
No.
And certainly, I mean, that's, you're talking about the one of the first and most well-respected sports radio stations in the United States of America. Mm-hmm. They basically invented the format. Mm-hmm. Well, I guess FAN invented the format and they...
Right.
This is the reason why this is a very difficult thing, because people have in certainly if you look at this show, there's a lot of people who have woken up and turned on this radio station for 20 years, 25 years, 15 years, 20 years. So I get it. Changes. If you think change is hard for you, change is hard for us as well.
Yeah.
So, but
not really.
It's not hard for LB, but I do think that here's somebody who says Greg is giving the audience the mommy and daddy are getting divorced.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes, that is true. We are, but everybody still likes each other. Don't worry about it. It's about you, the kids. It's not about us. It's about
mommy
making
and daddy
sure
still
that
love each other. It's just a different kind of love.
Even though Daddy found someone younger and more attractive. That's okay.
So, and we have a full week. I have to remind everybody, we have a full week to relive the magical moments that have occurred on this program over the last 28, 29 years. A texter wants to hear some Rosie Woods. I think that might upset Danielle, but maybe
we'll... No, we can play it.
All right.
We can play it.
A texter wants to hear your fake O.
No, that's not happening. Which we found.
Nope, we do have that.
Happening. Yeah, like we're not playing it.
Nope, that's not happening.
Please.
This texter wants to hear Moose Soup Lady.
I think we could probably
at some point play Moose Soup Lady in her entirety.
Oh, maybe. Okay.
Well, you could tease it right now if you want to. If you had it handy, you could certainly tease it right now.
Okay. There we go.
Come down for Moose Soup after.
She's awesome.
Here's a text that says, Greg, if things go south on the new station, you can always go back to your mom's garage studio.
Oh,
and that's true. Yes, I can do that. I can always go back to the garage. Hello, Nick.
Hey, kid.
Yo, Nick.
What's up, Nick?
Yeah, so, you know, seriously, come on, Greg. We're not stupid, okay? We all know your new sports director was at the Red Sox game last night. Come on.
Who was that?
Sitting right above the ESPN booth, looking pretty as ever.
Who?
J-Lo.
Oh, J-Lo. Oh, yeah, J-Lo. Was J-Lo at the game last
night? She was spotted at the Starbucks on Newbury Street yesterday.
Oh, she was? Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, it's nice to have J-Lo in Boston.
Yeah, for sure.
I wonder which player she's smashing.
Well, isn't she with, she's with A-Rod. A-Rod. She's with
A-Rod.
Really? Yeah.
Still?
Yeah.
Wow.
She's with A-Rod.
I mean, there was that prenuptial squabble in the tabloids a couple of weeks ago.
I think they're very happy together, the two of them.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I got to give away some tickets right now, and I'm late because that's the way this is going to go this week, because I want to let every single person who calls or texts in express their opinion. But your summer concert station is WAAF, and we want to send you to the biggest shows all summer long. And right now, I have a pair of tickets to give away for Korn and Alice in Chains on August 9th at the Xfinity Center. Can I still give away Korn and Alice in Chains tickets on WEI?
No.
Those are for us.
No.
Leave those for them.
Wait a minute. So in the divorce, you think you get all the tickets?
We get the tickets.
You don't get the tickets.
That's right.
In the divorce. Mm-hmm. So if you're the seventh caller right now, 617-764-9223. You are going to win those tickets. Tickets are courtesy of Live Nation and Mass Concerts. The WAAF Summer Tour 2019 is powered by Solar Wolf Energy. For more information, check out solarwolfenergy.com. And today's weather is brought to you by Cantiani Insurance. It's going to be sunny, and the temperature is going to be 86 right now. It is 70 here in Brighton. The nice weather's here, and it's only going to get better if you're putting your bike on the road or your boat in the water. Talk to Cantiani first. Visit CantianiAgency.com or their locations in Worcester or Douglas. Cantiani Insurance, where you always come first. And this is Tom. Hello, Tom.
Hey, how are you?
What's going on, Tom?
Hey, I want to know who's getting spaz in the divorce.
I don't know. He's going to be in here in a little bit, so we'll find out when he comes in. A texter wants to know if Spaz is going to cry, like he cried on the show when,
Matt Frazier put
him in touch with his father on the other side or whatever. I don't know. Maybe that was
touching.
Yeah, it was.
Oh, Stan.
All right, let's see. Here's a text asking if this gets me out of the Red Sox related chest waxing, and it might. I made that bet on this station.
No,
nope.
So nope.
I don't think.
Right?
I don't think
that a change in venue exempts you from your contractual commitments. Nice try, though.
Here's the 508 text. This is a good question. Who gets Ernie? I don't know. We'll have to find out from Ernie. Who gets Ernie? I don't know who gets Ernie Bach. That's a great question. Let's see. Here's a question. If the paper rustling will go with me, and I think it will, maybe.
Of course.
We're just going to have that on a continuous loop.
Yeah, maybe it will. This is Steve from Manchester. What's up, Steve?
Hey, guys. Long time.
Thank you.
Sorry to hear about the change, but I think it'll be okay. I had two questions. The first one was if Kevin Barbary bits were going to be played,
yes.
Like some Ted Kennedy stuff.
And, yes.
And then also in Manchester, am I going to be able to get you guys on EEI?
Yes. So we're on all of the affiliated stations. So I believe that. Certainly, I would recommend if they're listening in Portland, that Portland is literally about 15 minutes from the Shack in Ocean Park. So I think the Shack in Ocean Park would be a perfect place for me to do some live
on the beach.
Do some Portland shows.
You're not going to do that. Are you going to put the golden mic up in your study on your island?
I think I might. I mean, it was good enough for Brudnoy. Why couldn't I do it?
Today, Hillman Morning Show.
I've been a long time listener. I love you guys, and I'll keep with you, because I really don't like that other Greg with the buzzing noise, because he's really annoying.
Yes. So. No, the show is, the new show's on in Providence and Portland, and I guess probably before I start, I should figure out where else.
I believe Springfield also.
Is it on in Springfield also?
It's springy.
It's on the Cape.
Nice.
Yeah. Well, so, nice. Hey.
So, yes. All right. We're going to get to the sports with LB coming up. I mentioned that we're going to replay the interview with the current president of the United States that happened many, many years ago on the show, in which we asked him if he would ever run for president, and his answer is somewhat interesting. So we'll do that. And we're up for playing anything that you want from the last 28 years. And we have plenty of time to do it. So it's all week. This is the last week here at WAAF. And then there's a quick week off for just to work here at the station, getting prepared for the new show. And then the new show begins on July 29th at WEEI. Here's a 774 text asking if WEEI has been informed that I have 5 weeks of vacation left still.
He actually negotiated a sixth week as part of his new deal.
I don't know if they've been informed or not, but we will certainly inform them, and we'll be right back.
Your concert station, WAAF, wants to send you to the biggest shows of the summer. Are you?
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's the WAAF Summer Tour 2019, featuring Iron Maiden, Papa Roach, Korn, and Alice in Chains, Breaking Benjamin, Aerosmith, Queen, and Adam Lambert. Knotfest, including Slipknot and Volbeat. The Black Keys, Lenny Kravitz, The Who, and more. We're giving away a pair of tickets to a different show every weekday, every hour, between 6 a.m. and 7 p.m. Plus, get bonus chances every weekend. Just listen for the WAAF tour bus to roll out. When you hear it, be caller 7 at 617-764-WAAF to score your pair. Be a part of the Summer of Rock, powered by Solar Wolf Energy. Learn more at solarwolfenergy.com. From your concert station, 107.3 WAAF. Find more info at WAAF.com.
The internet. You need it. Almost every minute of the day. Because, hey, you've got shows to stream, emails to reply all to, and LOLs to, LOL. That's why you need Xfinity. You can get the fastest, most reliable internet with gig speeds available. And now you can take advantage of new lower prices on some of the most popular internet plans. Plus, with Xfinity, you can get enhanced network security so all your connected devices are protected. Get instant alerts when strangers are trying to hop on your network, set curfews with parental controls, and pause your Wi-Fi at dinner time. That's life with Xfinity, delivering the fastest, most reliable internet at a great value. Now that's simple, easy, awesome.
Check out new low pricing on Xfinity Internet and get started for as low as $29.99 a month for 12 months. Plus, add XFi Advantage for enhanced network security and more. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store today. N72119. Restrictions apply. New performance 60 megabits per second Internet customers only. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra and subject to change. After term, regular rates apply. Actual speed vary.
To protect your engine, you have to change the oil. Right now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, pick up 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic truck and SUV motor oil for just $28.95. When your engine works extra hard, give it the protection it needs. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For veterans, life after military service is hard. At Project New Hope, support and healing is available to all peacetime or wartime veterans of all branches and rankings. Project New Hope gives New England vets the tools to heal, providing the chance at a full life without judgment, at no cost, thanks to their generous donors. Learn about Project New Hope, their retreats, events, and other support programs. Visit ProjectNewHopeMA.org. Start the journey toward a fuller life. Visit ProjectNewHopeMA.org. Project New Hope, where veterans rebuild with honor.
Now through July 16th, join Planet Fitness for $1 down, $10 a month, no commitment. Home workouts? Not working out? Leave the gym to us. Join in-club or at planetfitness.com. Ends July 16th. See club for details.
Good credit, bad credit, no credit. High Octane Harley is considering all credit applications. Bankrupts on speed dial to help get you approved. Bankruptcy, divorce, even repos. Let High Octane Harley Davidson get you financed on a new Harley today. See highoctaneharley.com.
On approved credit.
JC here from New England Auto and Truck Recyclers. This summer, don't drive a beater, fix it up with Neater. Get the perfect part at the perfect price with the best warranty around. Take the junk out of junkyard. Call us at 800-553-3080 or at findusedparts.com.
Enjoy an everyday escape with Dunkin's new Hershey's Cookies and Cream or Heath flavors. And make it even more delicious with a $2 medium latte or cappuccino between 2 and 6 p.m. America runs on Dunkin'. Excludes signature lattes. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer. Trademarks are used under license.
I'm attorney John Heyman. Summer is here, and for motorcyclists like you and I, it's time to enjoy the open road. As a member of the motorcycle community for over 30 years, I know no matter how safely we ride, accidents happen. So if you've been injured, call 1-800-HAYMAN or visit my website at haymanlaw.com. Remember, if you've gone down, we'll pick you up. I'm John Heyman, and that's my promise.
Calling all automotive technicians. Lux Auto Plus is looking for a few great technicians so they can keep up with their customer service promise and their huge workload. Lux needs you. If you have experience and you're looking for a change, call Brian or Jay at Lux Auto Plus, 508-276-0800, or you can stop by at 525 Washington Street in Auburn. That's right on Route 20. And just ask for Brian or Jay. Lux Auto Plus is Mistress Carrie approved.
Appearing at the Worcester Palladium Outdoors, Sunday, August 4th, WAAF presents Killswitch Engage. And Clutch. And don't miss special guest, All That Remains. Sunday, August 4th at the Worcester Palladium Outdoors. Tickets on sale now at eventbrite.com. And don't miss Papa Roach, Saturday, August 10th at the Palladium.
Would you like to earn more from your checking account? Then check out Lemonster Credit Union's free high-interest checking. When you're a member of the LCU family, you're somebody who deserves free checking that pays you interest. Stop by your neighborhood branch or visit us online at lemonstercu.com to open your free high-interest account today. Lemonster Credit Union, you're somebody. Member MSIC, federally insured by NCUA.
Greg Hill here. Garage doors aren't just an important part of your home's security. They also have an impact on your home's curb appeal. You can raise the value of your home with custom garage doors. Call Garage Doors Plus, New England's premier garage door company for nearly 20 years. For quick installation and service, reach out now to make an appointment and learn more. Visit gdplus.com or call 617-458-1148. WAAF listeners get 10% off from Garage Doors Plus. They open doors when you can't.
Exxon and Mobil present How to Be Supremium. First, fill your tank with Exxon and Mobil's Supremium Fuel, new Synergy Supreme Plus. It keeps your engine two times cleaner for better gas mileage. Then get the rest of your car two times cleaner. My horn is so clean it squeaks. Sorry about that. So clean your engine with new Exxon and Mobil Synergy Supreme Plus. It's supreme. It's premium. It's Supremium. Fill up today or go to Exxon.com for details.
Synergy Supreme Plus gas compared to Synergy regular gas and poor fuel injected engines. Benefits based on continuous use and may vary.
Family is big around here. We're family owned, family operated, family managed. And that means legacy. That means dependability. That means using Grainger. With over 1.5 million products and knowledgeable product experts, Grainger has whatever we need. And with same-day pickup and next-day delivery options, they have it whenever we need it. For over 90 years, businesses like ours have trusted Grainger. Because, like family, Grainger's got our back. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by to see for yourself. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
EchoStore Technologies provides data center solutions for companies throughout New England. They partner with leading manufacturers such as VMware, NetApp, Dell EMC, and Cisco. EchoStore Technologies is committed to understanding your business and your strategic goals and to creating solutions that will make your business more efficient, keep your data protected and available, and save you money. EchoStore is a partner you can feel confident in. For more information on how EchoStore can help you with your data center requirements, contact them today by calling 866-818-1313. That's 866-818-1313. Or you can visit echostore.com. That's echostore.com.
It's Monday on the Hillman Morning Show, and we want to remind you that when it comes to ridiculous news, we are your number one source.
I am good at three things: fighting, screwing, and reading the news. Now, I've already done one of those today, so what's the other one gonna be, huh?
Now, back to today's Hillman Morning Show.
Well, a texter said during the break that this whole entire changing stations thing is an elaborate plot by Mark Hsu to get out of creating new show intros.
Oh, yeah. Was that not supposed to be public?
Contrary to popular belief, I love doing those.
Yeah. Well, you could do them for the new show.
Hey, quiet down over there. You're going to another station. That doesn't, you know, shut up over there. Stop.
Here's a text, a 617 text, wondering if the transition to the new station will impact my waxing schedule. And no, I have a back wax update scheduled for sooner than later. But yes, you may have heard the news. A texter said earlier that we took a page out of Don Sweeney's book and released the news on a Friday afternoon in the summer so nobody would hear it. But that is not the case. This will be the final week for this show on this station. And we're talking about it this morning. We're playing. I want to get to playing some of the best stuff that has happened here over the last 28 years. We're joined in the studio now by the former producer of this program, Anthony Spaz Parziali. Nice to see you, and nice to see that you were available to come by this morning.
Sir, I'm always available. I sit out in front of I used to sit at 20 Guest Street all the time waiting for you to just give the nod, or maybe somebody's not here, and I would immediately come in.
Uh-huh.
And then as soon as I heard the news, I mean, the second I heard the news, how fast did I call you?
You called me immediately.
Is there any gig for me?
You did call immediately, but listen, Spaz, A lot of the requests I'm getting for content from the past involves you, so you were a big part of this program. Big part.
All of us have some sort of... Sorry, my headphones fell off, Greg.
Oh, that's okay. Yeah.
Your head is so greasy.
No.
Jesus, man, look at that.
Anytime
thing.
I come anywhere near a microphone, complete cluster.
That's what I
would say this thing. Anybody that's been on this program really has their own highlight reel.
Absolutely.
I was thinking about it as I'm coming in. I'm like, all right, so you can't just say one moment. You can't, for example, I was talking to LB about the Super Bowl and his drop, which was probably one of my favorite moments, yes. period, on yes. this program.
Yes.
No matter what. But people don't understand what goes behind it because they're not in the background. Mm. So Greg sends over, hey, Spaz, I got all this audio for me, and they send me over a file, and this file is probably like 2 hours long.
Yeah.
It's just, but it's, and I'm like, okay, great. And me, I'm miserable, right? I'm not anymore, but yeah. I'm like, oh, I'm going to edit this. This sucks. Greg's having a great time. I'm here. Whatever. So I get it, and then I start listening to it, and the very beginning of it is LB, and then the rest of it's just dead air. And then I have to call Hillman, and I have to tell him, I have, I'm even thinking about it. I have goosebumps about calling you and about how it's like calling your dad and telling him that you just broke somebody's window.
Yeah. Or you wrecked a car.
Yeah, right, like, yeah. Dad, I'm like, because he's going to blame me. So I got, LB didn't do it. What did you do? What did you do? And yeah, it wasn't an easy conversation, but it ended up turning out to be one of the most funny things we've ever did on this program.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Somehow it was great.
Yeah.
But as far as I can toot my my own horn for some of my own greatest moments.
Yes.
Did someone ask?
No. I got to get it out there. Is it Mike Hammond or what's the guy's name who runs?
That'd be Mark. Hannon.
Mark Hannon who runs.
Hannon.
Mark Hannon. No, Hannon.
No, Hannon.
Mark Hannon.
With an H.
Not like
H.
the camera.
No.
Not
no.
even a little.
Hannon.
Hannon.
Mark right, Hannon right, runs. If you're asking who runs the market for Entercom, it's yes. Mark Hannon.
Some of my greatest moments on the show were sports-related.
Oh, really?
I believe being hung between the uprights, sports-related.
Sure, yes. Stephen Guskowski.
Stephen Guskowski. Yes. Matt Light and Stephen Ale, sports-related. Pro versus Mo, me versus Julian Edelman.
Yes.
Sports related.
Yes.
Dressing up in costume when LeBron James was playing the Celtics and some guy burning the costume with a cigarette.
Yes.
Sports related.
Yes.
One of my all-time favorites, I Will Not Resist, which yes. is when I did the wake-up call for Phil Kessel.
Yes, you went to...
Also sports related.
Yes, what?
I'm just saying.
Oh, well, you went to the hotel where the Maple Leafs were staying and attempted to wake Phil Kessel up so he would not be prepared for the game that evening.
Yeah, with a megaphone. That was the best ever.
And it worked. But we have some of that? Should we relive some? Okay. You want to relive some of that right now, Spaz, as long as you're here?
Yes, please.
Let's go ahead. So Spaz went to Phil Kessel, Bruins, Toronto, Bruins must-win situation. Spaz went to the Ritz-Carlton and stood outside with a, what do you call those things? A megaphone? Is that
megaphone.
What that's
called? I have it in the truck if you want me to get it.
No, I don't need, megaphones equal funny, just like costumes equal funny. But stood out there and attempted to wake Phil Kessel up so that he would be tired and unprepared for the big game that evening. Are you ready with the microphone? I mean, you might as well try to, if you can, wake the guy up a little bit.
How's that sound?
Oh, that sounds pretty good, yeah.
All right, attention! Phil Kessel of the Toronto Maple Leafs. This is our wake-up call. Here we go, Bruins. Here we go. Here we go, Bruins. Here we go.
You're awesome, kid.
What's the security guy doing?
He's walking back and forth looking for help.
Nice.
Castle, you suck.
That word is never used near that luxury hotel, by the way.
Help them.
Please don't. Okay. Any windows opening up yet, Spaz?
Honestly, I really can't see out of this suit.
Okay.
I don't know how they say you can see out of them, but I can't.
No.
Yeah, bro, hook you on! Yeah, Bruins! Toronto sucks! Yeah!
Oh,
Maple Leafs!
He's getting some help. He's getting some help by the horn blower.
Outstanding.
Yes! Maple Leafs! You're a bunch of saps! Only but goody Kessel still works, kid.
All right.
Do you want me to go through a few lines here, or do you want me to wait for more horns?
No, I mean, I think you should try. The kid is probably rolling over in bed and wondering why there's why is there a man with a megaphone outside? So throw some of your best stuff at him, Spaz.
All right. You slept through two seasons with the Bruins. So we don't want you to sleep through tonight's game. Get up, buddy. Hey, Kikita. Is that a hockey term, LB? cake eater, or is that just my
No. You're on fire, kid. You listen, right. You're a professional.
What else? Give it. What else you got? You got some.
Hold on. You know, some of these are written down, and I'm having a tough time seeing through the cloak.
Mm-hmm. Can't see out of the suit.
Sent a boy to do a man's job. That's what I did.
I can take it off. Attention, third floor of this hotel that rhymes with zits. Hold on, I gotta read the rest.
Take the mask off, dope.
All right, you have a former NHL player sleeping in your midst. Wake the guy up, ring his doorbell. Ding-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling. Ding-a-ling-a-ling. Hey, dude, honk your horn. Honk it, bro. If you love the Bruins, honk your horn. Yeah, here we go, Bruins. Here we go. Yeah, Kessel sucks. All right, I'm going to take the mask off so I can see.
Yeah, go ahead and take your mask off.
Oh, so, break character.
This is a retaliatory prank that you are listening to. You are listening to a retaliatory radio prank. At the behest of a Bruins player, a Toronto radio station attempted.
Listen to that, baby.
YOLO.
Listen to that, baby. I think. All right, I
can see better now.
Okay.
People are actually disappointed. They thought I'm a little bit uglier than they thought.
I'll go figure.
All right, here we go. Throw some of your best stuff at him again.
Phil Kessel, wake up. You have a 9:35 tea time in Toronto tomorrow morning. Oh, wait. In your case, it should be one. No, does anybody get that? No. Should have left it the way it was.
You're fine. I mean, he's waking up. He's hearing this. It's fantastic. What else you got?
Go. This is a good one. What do Phil Kessel and the Titanic have in common?
What?
You both suck when you hit the ice.
What?
Anyway, you both look good until you hit the ice.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
All right.
This guy, I apologize. I have good ones, but the square patch keeps getting in my face.
Take the costume off, you dope.
No. The square patch, not the costume, hold on. The square badge was like it's right in front of my script.
What do you mean
like
he's
standing right?
What, the
security? I have a megaphone in my hand, and I have the mic in the other hand, so I can't hold the lines.
Well, the security
down on the ground.
He doesn't have a right. Why is he? Why he's standing right in your
face? Stand your ground, kid. The guy, listen. The guy can't do squat. Number one. Are you on that side of the sidewalk or on the other side across the street?
Yeah. Which side of the sidewalk are you on?
I'm on the opposite side of the street.
Yeah. He can't do nothing. You're on the comments. Tell him to go screw. If he touches. If he touches you, it's assault. That is just one of the greatest,
amazing
events I've ever been a part of.
Now I know why I'm not on the show anymore.
It's just terrible. Well done. That was well done, Spess.
Every time we play that, number one, Kessel got up and everybody else got up. But just the random people that got up and were like peeking through the curtains, like, what is happening?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Some financier from out of town and his younger wife staying at the Ritz-Carlton. Yes. Yes, Bess.
My favorite part of that segment, which I'm glad that it's not on there, but I will admit to it, is the police ends up showing up.
Yes.
And I was talking hard about how, I'm going to do it up. I'm not going to get shut down. And the second the cop said, sir, I'm like, I will not resist.
This texter says one of your greatest moments, Spaz, was heading out to the Catholic hospital in Western Massachusetts to pretend that you were a window washer.
Yeah,
who was there to wash a window. However, there were people there.
Thousands.
The thousands of believers were there because they believed that they saw the image of the Virgin Mary in the window. And so you showed up in a window washer's uniform with a truck.
Wayne's window washing out of Chicopee.
Yes, yes, right. Wayne's.
And I was completely dressed up in a onesie. And I had a ladder, and I had a squeegee, and I ran, and I went up in front of about 1,000 people. I set up the ladder, and people started going, "Oh!" A nun grabs me. A police officer tells me I have to leave, and unfortunately, we'll never get to hear that audio again because the hospital I remember they called and they asked that we take the audio down.
I don't believe it was a call and an ask. No. I believe it was some sort of a letter from the...
Cease and desist.
Yes,
the old C&D.
The best part of that whole thing was the hospital director going, "Where are you from again?" And you're like, "Wayne's window washing." And he's like... Wayne's going to hear about this.
I don't remember that.
I know, I'm just trying to do my job. Wayne's going to hear about this.
Hear about that.
Oh, my God.
A texter would like to hear LB at Babe Ruth's grave, but I think that has to be edited. I think there was an F-bomb.
Yeah, there was.
There was?
Yes. That was like my third day of working here.
I can't even believe we still have that audio.
We'll see.
A great day. I'll tell you what. That was an incredible day. I never realized until, we did that all those amazing immortal Yankees are all buried side by each.
In a cemetery.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And the cemetery is, when I tell you, I don't know the name of the cemetery, but, there are graves, millions of headstones, but it is the most manicured. It was the most beautiful place I've ever been in my life.
This is David. Hello, David.
Oh, good morning. Morning show, Gregory.
What's up, David?
First of all, Greg, Candy Owl, Shu, LB, congratulations on your new show.
Thank you.
I will be tuning in.
Thank you.
LB, one of your best moments I love was when you were hypnotized and you thought you won the lottery.
Yes.
We can... another question. Did Phil Kessel ever hear all that when Faz was doing that?
I have no idea.
He definitely get out of here.
Of course he did.
You don't think he went back and he listened to it?
I don't know.
Guarantee it. Guarantee you heard it. How do you not hear it? I'm on a megaphone.
Yeah.
Outside of your friggin' window.
Exactly.
His sister was with us at this year's WAAF Celebrity Golf Tournament.
Yeah.
She's a great hockey player in her own right,
LB. Yes, she is.
Up there in
Canadian
Canada.
National Team.
Yes. Let's see. This is Ted. Hello, Ted.
Morning, everybody.
What's up, Ted?
Ted, Baz's greatest moment is when he left the show.
Trust me, Greg, I think Hillman agrees.
Yes, he does.
I think 100%. Oh, you're quitting? I think. And then he let off Sparkle as he was super get out. Don't let the door hit you, right?
Let's see. Here's a texter who says one of LB's best moments is when he asked Beau Bridges how his dead father was.
Oh, yeah.
We might be able to replay that. I might be able to replay that. This is Steve. Hello, Steve.
Hey, Kate. Let's hear LB in jail. You got to play that when he's talking about being a loser, right, kid?
That was the TV interview that LB did.
Six. It was I was at Cambridge High School talking to the students.
Right. Like a scared straight kind of thing.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
I don't know that we can find that audio, but one of the big problems, Spaz, that Shu had, I think he'd probably like to address this with you personally, is he spent the weekend trying to decipher exactly what you had written on all of the recordings of the history of the show, because your handwriting is horrible. Mm-hmm. You cannot spell, and there was it was very difficult to read the whole entire thing, wasn't it Shu?
Yeah, the writing, I don't know if you've ever seen Arabic.
Oh.
It's very much like that. I apologize to anybody who writes and speaks Arabic, but it looked like, I don't know, it looked like someone was trying to write with their foot.
Hieroglyph,
basically. What is
it? It was pretty clear to me. Griffiths. The first cut was Devin McCourty.
Yeah.
I can't remember what, the next one was Hill Mail. I believe we had Sydney Leathers on, who was Anthony Wiener's chick.
Yeah. Yep.
So it was easy enough for me to read. I'm just
thanks this for is, nothing, buddy.
This is Steve. Hello, Steve.
Hey, Greg.
Hey, what's up, Steve?
Hey, listen, man. I mean, you guys got some Green Teamer followers here. I mean, am I the only one that's a little upset that the band is breaking up?
No, I think I said...
Everyone seems so holly and jolly about it. I mean... 30 years almost I've been listening to you guys.
Yeah,
I'm going to miss you guys, man. I'm not happy about this whatsoever.
Yeah, no, I said at the start of the show that it's really bittersweet. It's a really hard thing. I mean, I've done nothing for the last 30 plus years, but work here. I've been working here since 1986 at this one radio station. I lied about my age to get the job. Can I admit that now? Is
and
that
now you lie about your age?
And now I lie about my age to keep the job. You know, when I came here to apply to be the promotion coordinator, in the interview they said they needed to have somebody who is 21 because you have to be going to bars and doing bar appearances. And I said, "Oh yeah, I'm 21." Thank God they never asked. Back in those days, I guess they didn't have to ask anybody for a driver's license or anything. But yes, it's very bittersweet.
I don't. You should have been at another radio. Not, you know what?
Oh, you can say what you want to say. You can say what you want.
You should be on Fox News or something. Or you should be on any type of. Who has the most popular talk show on TV? I don't know if Hannity is the number one.
Maury.
No, I believe it's Maury Povich. LB's right.
What people don't understand, so AF is fine, whatever. AF's a great station. I don't want to rag on it. I was here for 16 years of my life. I love the place. EEI, another great radio station, great signal. Maybe the station, if you're getting into broadcasting, that you'd want to work at when you are in Boston. But your talent is so far beyond being on WAF or being on WEEI, and you're everybody's not, always like, "Oh, Spaz, you're just sucking it. You're kissing his butt. You want a job."
Yes.
I don't think you guys understand. I went and I saw Rocket Man this weekend, and the first great movie. You guys should all go see it if you're Elton John fans. Yeah. And it reminded me of Hillman, and not because of anything flamboyant or anything like that, just because of the guy's talent. So, literally. The guy Bernie or whatever, the guy Barry, I don't remember, but he'd hand
Bernie Taupin.
He would hand anything to Elton, and he would turn it into gold in a matter of seconds. And that is how Hillman is. People don't see this behind the scenes. The guy writes scripts, comes up with jokes off the cuff, directs. He's like the guy from The Pops with The Morning Show. I don't know his name, but he does the pointing.
Keith Lockhart.
The pointing.
And people don't understand how important that is. And then he does one thing that you absolutely have to have in anything is he can read. And I don't listen.
Wait a minute. This is brilliant insight. In order to be,
are you saying
in order to be successful in life, you have to be able to read? Is that what he's saying?
I'm nothing of the spouse, but I'm against everything you're talking about.
that's totally fine. I got you. What I mean is I could hand you anything right now, Greg, and you could read it as if you were talking.
Thank you,
Scott. And that is so important for radio or for... Danielle knows, because Danielle actually has the same talent, that she can read like
that, buddy.
If you gave me... I bet if you got your boy, your homie Stiz Grimy in here and you gave him a piece of paper and told him to read it deadpan...
Yes.
Wouldn't work.
It's so important.
I think I beg to differ. Stiz is incredible.
Maybe he's good enough. I love Stiz, so I'm not ripping on him. I call him. Yeah. I try to mentor Stiz. I send him text messages.
Oh, you do?
Yeah. Yes.
He mocks you to us all the time.
That's fine. I don't listen. I don't care. I want the kid to do great. And if you were smart, maybe I'll pass some advice along.
He has his own show on Saturdays.
Stiz, when Greg goes... next week, if I were you, I would come down on my hands and knees and grovel in here that say, "You're taking me with me. You're taking me, right?"
I can't even say the sentence, guy.
You know what I mean.
I know.
I know. You're before. Like, it's WEI. I love WAF. So, you know, and I'm happy that Mike's going to go do afternoons. Nobody's more happier than Mike because the guy doesn't have to wake up anymore.
Right.
I don't care what anybody says.
Yes.
Getting up in the morning is probably Greg. It's like, Greg's just an anomaly. He gets up in the morning and he's like, "Yes!
Some people can do it.
I'm the Hillman." And most people wake up and they're like, "Oh man.
Oh, my life.
I got to go to work with Hillman."
It's just about the way it is.
The pressure.
It's not just about the way
the
it is.
Pressure.
I'm just, yeah. Greg's like, awesome. Hey, sorry to rant, but like, Greg's like Belichick, where he's, when you're just hanging with Bill, I don't hang with Bill, but when you're hanging with Bill, he's a nice guy, and he's a caring guy, and he'd do anything for you. But when you're a player in his machine, you know, just like Tom Brady gets yelled at, and he doesn't even call him Tom. He says, you know, and the quarterback threw the ball like crap.
Yeah, yeah.
It's all Greg does. He comes in and he just points and says, "And my producer being me, not you. And my producer plays like crap. That's it." And you just have
pretty,
to be better.
You played pretty well, Spess. You were a big part of this show.
Good enough to make a comeback.
Well, there might be a spot. I mean, there might be a spot for you. I don't know what's available.
I don't know what the show's going to be like over there. If it's going to be the same, or if it's going to
be
pretty
similar.
Heavy.
No, it's going to be pretty similar. Maybe a little bit more when it comes to sports, but I don't believe that the idea of a morning radio show should be to find some way to put a smile on your face and make you chuckle. I mean, isn't that really what everybody wants in the morning?
It's like everybody's sitting around having breakfast.
Correct.
Sports comes up, life comes up, news comes up.
LB.
Your Uncle Eddie comes up.
Yeah, that's it.
The hot neighbor comes up.
That's it perfectly, right?
Dickhead cop down the street comes up.
Okay.
Did Shu get the iPod?
No, I'm bringing the iPod with me. I mean, are you kidding me?
I wasn't sure.
I'm bringing the iPod with me.
I mean, you probably can't even use it because it's still got the scroll wheel.
I can't even lift that.
Yeah, it's like 3 pounds.
So there's several texters who are saying, what are you guys talking about? What's happening? I just woke up. What the heck is going on? So what I'm going to do is take a break. And when we come back, I will recap what is happening to this show and to everyone on it. And then I think we're going to replay the interview with Donald Trump that happened on this show years ago, which I believe you set up, Spaz.
I don't know if I could take credit for that. Was that my time? Maybe it was.
I think it was.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I have no idea. There's so many things that Greg gave me credit for that he actually did.
I think it's possible.
Well, I do remember the interview. You don't date anything. You never wrote a date down for anything.
Yes.
Jerk.
It's a phenomenal interview.
Whatever.
All right, so this texter says bits and pieces are freaking me out. I addressed this right at the start of the show, but I will keep addressing it. So when we come back, we will continue.
Of course, you take your mobile device into the bathroom because while you're streaming, so are we. Always free on the radio.com app or at waaf.com.
Here comes Warren. Live July 27th on the Plaza at MGM Springfield with special guest Firehouse. Warren performing all their biggest hits. Part of MGM Live, presented by the Big E. Tickets on sale now at mgmspringfield.com.
Exxon and Mobil's new Synergy Supreme Plus Premium Gasoline. Their best fuel ever keeps your engine 2 times cleaner for better gas mileage. Fill up today or go to Exxon.com for more details.
Hi, this is Scott Trout, CEO of the domestic litigation firm Cordell & Cordell. There are many life changes that can happen after divorce that make it difficult or impossible to uphold requirements of your divorce decree. The orders issued in a divorce are based on the facts presented at that time, but the circumstances used in issuing those orders can obviously change. Depending upon your situation, you might be paying child support you can no longer afford. The same might be true of a spousal support obligation, or changed circumstances may provide you an opportunity to modify an order, allowing you to spend more time with your kids. If you feel a modification to your court orders might be necessary, talk to us at Cordell & Cordell. We're a partner men can count on. And that never changes.
Contact the domestic litigation firm of Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Boston area attorneys, a partner men can count on. 857-242-0000. Online at CordellCordell.com. That's CordellCordell.com. Office in downtown Boston.
Hi, welcome to the Subway ad for $5.99 meals. How would you like it?
Can I have it like a game show?
Sure.
We sent 2 contestants out to see what they could find for $5.99. One bought 6 goldfish. Ooh, the other went to Subway and chose from 3 6-inch meals with a 21-ounce drink, chips, and a cookie. With options like the barbecue rib cold cut combo or Black Forest ham for $5.99 each, any choice is a winner. Subway, make it what you want.
Limited time only. Participating restaurants. Prices and subs included may vary. Additional charge for extras plus applicable tax. No additional discounts or coupons may be applied.
Oh, wow, your thingy costs 99 cents. So original. Try being more like Cumberland Farms, where any small or large chill zone fountain drink and frozen hyperfreeze are only 79 cents from now through September 3rd. Maybe then you'll be cool, but probably not.
Plus applicable tax, limited time only.
Don't let a broken windshield upset your vacation plans.
I'm with Bob, president of J.N. Phillips Autoglass.
We'll send a mobile van to wherever you are.
Just call 877-AUTOGLASS.
Or visit jnphillips.com, because there's a lot more behind your windshield than you think.
Cue the duck boats, people! Honda just won Kelley Blue Book's 2019 Best Buy for the Civic, Accord, CR-V, and Pilot. Time to get to your New England Honda dealer!
For 2019 models and their respective classes, for more information, visit kbb.com. Kelley Blue Book is a registered trademark of Kelley Blue Book Company, Incorporated.
You've dreamed and planned. Now you're ready to buy your first home, to put on that addition and get settled in, to make a house your home. And Cornerstone Bank will help you get there. Whether you're building, buying, or adding on, we have the mortgage products to fit your needs. Let's build your future together. Visit cornerstonebank.com to get started today. Cornerstone Bank, built on trust. Equal housing lender, NMLS number 403295.
This is retired Sergeant Major Scott Germain. My family and I support Clear Path for Veterans New England, and their mission is to support transitioning veterans and their families. Clear Path has teamed up with local agents and Safety Insurance to help local veterans at their Resource and Wellness Center. Safety Insurance policyholders can join us in saying thank you to our veterans by making a $50 tax-deductible donation to Clear Path for Veterans, and in return, will be rewarded with a 5% discount off their Massachusetts Safety Auto Insurance premium. Get rewarded at safetyforvets.com. That's safetyforvets.com.
Now through July 16th, join Planet Fitness for $1 down, $10 a month, no commitment. Home workouts? Not working out? Leave the gym to us. Join in club or at planetfitness.com. Ends July 16th. See club for details.
Iron Maiden, live, the Legacy of the Beast Tour 2019. August 1st, Xfinity Center. Their biggest stage show, their greatest songs, your chance to be there. Tickets on sale now at LiveNation.com. Be there to experience the power of Iron Maiden live.
Wagner Motorsports at 700 Plantation Street in Worcester is celebrating independence all July. Ride away on Indian Motorcycle's hottest new edition, the FTR 1200, for just 3.99% APR for 36 months. Or a midsize cruiser with rates as low as 1.99% APR for 60 months. Great promotions and trade-in allowances are available, and Wagner Motorsports is sharing them with you. 700 Plantation Street in Worcester, or online at WagnerMotorsport.com. See dealer website for terms and conditions. Always wear a helmet, never drink it. Ride.
We apologize for this Walmart grocery pickup commercial. Because while you can't see the groceries I'll describe, my words may make your stomach growl loud. Get the baby carrots you crunch and the sweet ripe berries that make your mouth water. And now you can order online and get free curbside pickup, freshness guaranteed. So pick up these delicious things without even leaving your car. Sorry, that was my stomach. Walmart grocery pickup, $30 minimum. Restrictions apply. If you're not happy with your order, contact customer care for a refund.
Well, I've mentioned it before, so you've probably heard about it, but you got to know, the deals are always great at Midstate Auto Group in Auburn. Our buddy Ray Butler and his team want to make you smile with a great car buying experience. Midstate can put you in a new vehicle while making the car buying experience fun and easy again. They're Worcester County's largest used car dealer, and Ray handpicks every vehicle on that lot himself. This way, they know you can give you they can give you a great deal and sell it to you the right way. If you're shopping for a pre-owned car, truck, van, or SUV, you've got to head to Midstate. Their quality, service, selection, and price just can't be beat. Midstate Auto Group, located on Route 20 in Auburn. They've got a state-of-the-art service facility, the newest technologies, and can service all makes and models. So let them know we sent you and let the fun begin. Whether it's the sales or the service department, the deals are always great at Midstate. And if they can't get you credit, then nobody can. Head to MidstateAutoGroup.com. That's MidstateAutoGroup.com.
This is Moral Decay. Weaken our resistance to the onslaught of the communist masters of deceit.
This is Meatloaf, and now back to the Hillman Morning Show on 107.3 WAAAF.
We know that once a person is perverted, it is practically impossible for that person to adjust to normal attitudes in regards to sex. Once a person is perverted, practically impossible in regards to sex.
Hillman. I think there was three A's in that. I think there was a W-A-A-A-F, when it's really only a W-A-A-F, nothing better.
It's 7:53, and we have been this morning discussing the changes that are coming here at WAAF, and this will be the final week of this show here on this station. And of course, surprisingly, Spaz was able to make himself available to come by this morning. I know he has a very busy schedule, but it's nice to have you here. And
thank you.
I am happy, you know, we've been talking about it all morning, so I'm happy to discuss all of the details and exactly what happened. I probably talk about it the same way we talked about it at 6. I think the timeline really begins 3 months or so ago with Mike Shue coming and hold on a second.
Are you trying to blame all this on me?
Yes, yeah. It's all your fault. Well, Texter earlier said it's your fault. But Mr. Shue said that he was not interested in getting up in the morning anymore and that his contract was over and he wanted to be the new afternoon host here at WAAF, which I think is awesome. I mean, you don't hate doing a morning show. You just don't like getting up. Is that the?
If the show was 3 to 7, it'd be a lot cooler.
If it was 3 to 7 in the afternoon, yeah. you'd be a lot happier.
Yeah.
Yes. Are you calling it Byers and Company in the afternoon or
no,
what? Are you
no, we can't. No, no, no. I'm not qualified to title a show.
Okay, it's not going to be called.
Wait. LB gets to stay.
Yes, LB and Shue.
I don't want to, but I love you. I'm so happy for you. I'm not ragging on him. Yes, fake cancer. I don't want to rag on it.
You are really.
Don't be a dick.
No, he's not a dick. It's a fact of life.
I'm jealous. I'm 100%.
Oh, you want to have cancer?
No, I don't want. Well, I mean, I love you now. Die. I get
maybe,
it.
Maybe have you guys picked a producer yet? Maybe Spaz could be your producer in the afternoon.
Shue's in charge. He's the true professional here.
30 years of Legion, man.
And then, you know, there's a texter who's asking if the two stations have the same parent company. And yes, Entercom owns WAAF and they own WEEI. And they're, you know, the management here approached me and said that they would, that their wish would be that I would go and host the morning show over there. And so, there's, you know, I work for people. I love this radio station. As I said earlier, I started working here when I was 18 years old. I'm 52 now. So you do the math on that. How many years is that? 34?
Is it 18?
Yeah. 34. I've worked here for 34 years. It's the only place, like professionally that I've ever worked in my life. So, it's a very difficult thing to do but change, as I said earlier, I think change is good in your life, and change is what challenges you, and change is what happens. I mean, it's virtually, Shue said this last hour, there's very few people who get the opportunity that I have had, which is to be on the same station for 28 years,
right.
in the same day part.
Right.
It doesn't happen in our business anymore. So it's a really difficult thing. I get that it's difficult for everybody, and I understand that.
That's easy for me. I'll be here. I won't listen to. I mean, maybe in the afternoon, but I'll be one of the faithful listeners to WEEI from 6 to 10, waiting.
Well, Spaz, waiting for the call to come in.
Anything, wherever you go, you always undercut yourself. Success follows.
Thank you, Spaz. Let's see. This is Jack. Hello, Jack.
Hello, man. Good morning.
What's up, Jack?
And, well, I got a few things. First of all, good luck with your new venture here. I don't like the fact you're breaking up the band, but I understand completely. But I would just say this before I get on to my Spaz favorite moment is just watch your left where the social justice warriors got Kirk and they got Jerry. So don't think you're not going to be on their chopping block. So just keep your left hand high, brother.
I will do that for you.
And as for Spazzy's greatest moment, I would say, and I know this personally because I was third man in the ring, is when he stepped in the cage and got choked out at 1 minute and 18 seconds at a parking lot in a strip club.
Okay. I did get knocked out by a girl on the show, though.
Yes, you did.
That was one of my tougher
during a broadcast. Yes, she punched you right in the face.
Knocked me right on my ass.
Yes, she did.
In all fairness, she was ripped.
She was pretty jacked.
She's still a girl.
Let's see. Now there are several. This is an issue, I think, for several reasons. There are a lot of people who are texting in who believe that WEEI is still an AM station, and therefore I am heading into the obscurity of AM radio. It's not.
They're putting you on the show.
It's not. It's 93.7 FM, and it is, as Danielle pointed out, I think over the weekend to me, many of you have requested that this show be on a better signal, and it is a better signal. I mean, this is WAAF is a signal disadvantaged station. I don't know how to say that any other way. There are, you know, when we used to be at 20 Guest Street, it was somewhat frustrating that you couldn't hear the radio station in the parking garage of the place where we worked. So.
Kind of like the bagel guy. He's like challenged the station is
signally
challenged.
Yes.
Right?
The good news is you're on the new good signal.
Yes.
And Shu and I are still here. Okay, then.
Well, LB, they say that about the cockroaches. I mean, they're the only thing that survived the nuclear... the nuclear disaster, you know what I mean?
So that's story of my life, kid.
That's what they say.
I read an internal memo that said they were sending LB to a farm.
A farm? One of those
just let him out.
One of those horse retirement farms. Yes.
Was that a shotgun?
All right. I'm trying to balance reading all of these text messages with replaying some of the audio, getting everybody on who wants to talk about this. So.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.